Noel Belair, what's your position or title with Young Eagles?
So I am the Young Eagles coordinator for the Timmins Flying Club.
Okay, and you have something coming up.
So yeah, we do. So back over 30 years ago or so, Lloyd Richards was instrumental in bringing the EAA Young Eagles to Timmins, flying young adults in between the ages of 8 to 17 for free, to give them the freedom of flight. And basically, trying to get them to aspire them to turn into a career of aviation. Last year, 2023, we started up with the Sportsman Show and had a booth set up for aviation that turned into Young Eagles for 2023, where we saw five airplanes join us, including my own, flying 50 kids last year. I was asked again this year to do it all over again. Well, lo and behold, our sportsman show went from one booth. We have four booths booked this year. So we have a bigger interest into the four booths. So we'll have a lot of aviation interest there. With that being said, our Young Eagles this year is booked for June 8th, 2024. We now have six airplanes that are booked. We have three from out of town that have called us. Because of the inspiration last year and how well it went, they've offered to help us out. So we have six booked. We might have a seventh one, but he's working on his annual, which is a normal thing. So we have six for sure. And we're looking to probably get our 70 kids this year.
Wow. Of the four booths at the Sportsman Show, what are they just like, what are they? What do they
So
represent?
essentially, it's we as the Timmins Flying Club are out here. Promoting aviation in general. So, any aviation related business that wants to get a little bit of advertisement, we promote them and we help them. So, we have Air Canada on board this year. We have Perimeter, we have Orange, Medevacs, Air Quebec, Thunder, and they will have all of their pamphlets and their literatures. We're going to have some giveaways and some coloring books for the kids, stuff like that, to promote the kids to possibly get into an aviation career, whether it be mechanics, at the flight services. We also, part of our four booths, we're going to have NAV Canada with us, right beside us, and also Air Cadets. So we've got a big slew we can basically turn into a lot of different aviation interests of the day.
When is the sportsman show?
It is scheduled for the April 27th, 28th this weekend, this year.
Yeah, okay. And what about the kids who want to fly with you in June, that day in June? What are the requirements?
So they have to be between 8 and 17, no matter if it's they're male or female, but as long as they're between 8 and 17, they cannot be before 8 years old and after 17. They have to have a parent or a legal guardian to sign them up. And our registrations this year will be at the Sportsman Show. And like I said, we cannot go over 70 this year due to the number of airplanes. So it's going to be essentially a first come, first serve. And we need people, parents, to dedicate. If they're willing to sign up their child to do this, they have to show up that day because it's not nice that they don't show up and it could have had another child that wanted to go up flying. And miss a chance. So we are definitely asking if you're going to sign up to show up.
Okay, so they can sign up at the sportsman show.
Correct.
All
We'll
right.
have all of the we'll have a bunch of pamphlets for the Young Eagles ready to go. We have a few young ladies that will be there just guiding them through on how to fill out the paperwork. And it's just basically giving them us the right to be able to fly them up for free, and they understand that what they're there for. And then once we are done with the forms, we bring them to Genier Financial. Genier Financial has been helping us for many, 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 many years. They do all of our paperwork. So once they have all the paperwork, they will be calling all the parents and basically giving them time slots commencing 9 a.m. in the morning till noon, give or take, depending on how many kids we have. And we were probably going to hit about I'm going to say 18 kids per half hour in that area of flying on the Saturday morning.
So, hey, if nothing else, you get a free flight over Timmins.
Correct. But again, it's to get them, to coax them into turning into aviation. Even if it's into a private pilot, we do have, and we have had some over the years that have gone through Young Eagles and are now private pilots, but they are commercial pilots flying. One gentleman's flying for Air Canada. One is flying for Bush Amphibs. And then to even motivate them to possibly come back into our group as they get older.
Yeah. So what route do you take when you fly over Timmins with the kids?
So generally, we have three points of interest. We take off from the Timmins Airport. We fly over Big Water. And then we fly over the Porcupine Lake area. And then we do a wide circle over the city, the south end of the city, over Walmart, and then come back in. Now, depending on the wind, we may have to switch that around and maybe go backwards. But that's just part of the day, and we don't know that till the last minute. But that's generally the route we take. We usually go up for about 2,800 feet, and that's the level we fly at. All the airplanes go up in formation. So this year with six airplanes, what we'll be doing is setting up three airplanes, setting them up so that they can start the flight, filling up the next three airplanes. So we basically offset the airplanes three at a time.
Hey, look, I can see my house.
Yeah, exactly. And the smiles you get from the kids and the parents seeing the kids so interactive with the airplanes, it's phenomenal. It's really great. Once the kids come up, they fly, they come down, we give them back their paperwork, they're signed off. We have static displays from MNR Orange. We have medevacs out there. Last year, the bombers from MNR were just massive. They were so big. We had the little air tractors doing some aerial work for the bugs last year. There was a few of those setting up, flying around. Just those smiles of those kids, it's amazing. The city of Timmins has out their fire trucks, their winter snow removal crews. We've gone out this year and we've reached out to a couple of the local clubs for the older cars. And as you drive up to the airport, you'll be able to possibly see some of the older cars set up, just giving you a little bit more of a feeling of, you know what, it's a family day, and that's what we're here for, right? So bring out the families, bring out the clubs, bring out the smiles, and make it a little bit of a bigger event every year.
How much does it cost to bring the kids out?
It is free for those kids that come out for us. We are dedicating our day to those kids to give them the freedom of flight so that they can be inspired for this. It is totally sponsored by our group, and we have some great businesses that have helped us out over the years, and they sponsor this. And every little dollar helps from every business. It goes directly for the kids' safety apparel, safety cones. A little bit of a glitch in the power there.
Yeah, it's been doing it for the last few minutes. Anyway.
And it's all sponsored. The airplanes that come in are donated by the pilots, so it's free for the kids that day.
All right. Anything
we do have also, McIntyre Catering will be up with us, and they've donated their trailer, so all the participating kids will basically get a hot dog for free, and usually we'll have somebody that will donate some bags of chips and a chocolate bar, some refreshments. And then parents wanting a hot dog, they can purchase them, obviously. But for the kids themselves that are having this freedom of flight, they are there for free.
All right. Anything you want to add to any of this?
At the end of the day, it's thanks to Lloyd Richards that started this many, many, many years ago. After a three-year hiatus, it was off. We've brought it back to life. His airplane is in this circuit flying these Young Eagles once again. And he was not just himself, but EAA always said this, and it stuck to me, and it basically said 1 mile of road gets you 1 mile down the road, but 1 mile of runway will open up your eyes to the world.